Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Congratulations. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. Coming up on January the 20th at Capitol Square, there are going to be a number of us showing up for VCDL Lobby Day. And we're getting warnings, we're hearing all sorts of buzz about what may or may not happen. We just had some action taken by the House Rules Committee to make sure that nobody is armed. Phil Van Cleve is the president of Virginia Citizens Defense League. I'm happy to say he's joining us. Phil, thank you for being here.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy today. And Jeff, I didn't hear what you guys said earlier about that. I do want to make sure we're clear on where the guns are banned and where they're not banned.
Yes.
Let me be clear, because I've talked to key people here, so we get the straight story. I've read the regulation myself.
Okay.
Guns are banned in the buildings. They will not be banned outside. They will not be banned around the Capitol grounds. You just can't go in the Capitol building. We won't be in the Capitol building for the rally. The rally at 11 will all be outside. You can lawfully carry out there, anywhere on that property. You just can't go in the buildings.
Okay. All right. I want to be clear on that. Now, the other thing I'd like us to get a handle on, Phil, we know that the people who are against the Second Amendment, they're against people who support the Second Amendment and what have you, you know that they're going to be doing their best to undermine the peaceful efforts of VCDL and others. What are you telling folks who are turning out for Lobby Day? How should they be dressed? How should they act? What should they be doing?
Well, dress warmly, because, this is January. We don't really know what the temperatures would be like. I'm hoping they'll be nice, but we just don't know. But dress warmly, or at least dress appropriate, whatever the weather is, dress so you'd be comfortable. Telling people, we don't know if there's going to be any kind of an issue or not, but if anybody does appear to be starting any kind of trouble, somebody appears to be trying to antagonize people, first of all, don't let them antagonize you. Walk away.
Right.
Because this could be a setup. Somebody could be trying to get somebody to say something or do something. And meanwhile, somebody else is surreptitiously videotaping.
That's right.
So the whole thing could be a setup. Oh, let's push this guy and say some stuff and see if we can get him to react so we can show how these evil gun owners are.
Mm-hmm.
So our point is, if that happens, just walk away and get a cop, bring him over, and the police are not going to be putting up with this stuff.
Right.
If somebody's trying to start problems, they're going to be there, and they're going to be there in force, so there'll be plenty of security, and there'll be plenty of people carrying guns, because like I say, we're not going to fit everybody in that General Assembly building. So a lot of people will be there just showing massive support and listening to the rally and having a good time. That's going to be the key. But you will be able to be armed outside the buildings.
Okay. And what about the logistics? Where is it that people are supposed to go? And frankly, what time are they supposed to get there?
All right. Well, if you want to participate in the actual lobbying, you need to be there before 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be right near where the Capitol building is, right near 10th and Bank Streets. Right in that area, we're going to be marshaling into teams.
Okay.
So you should see people with Gun Save Lives stickers. You get pointed in the right direction.
Okay.
Then those people will go in the building. If you don't want to lobby in the building or you get there a little bit later and, the building is full, then just hang around the Capitol. They're going to shut down streets to let people have places to be. I mean, they're expecting so many people, they're literally going to shut down streets so people can be in them.
Wow.
And on the sidewalks and everything. Meanwhile, we're working on logistics on speakers to make and ways that everybody, even if you can't be anywhere near the stage, you can be there and listen to what's going on. So we're working on working on all kinds of things. You wouldn't believe the logistic nightmares.
I'm happy to just show up and speak, and I'll leave all the rest of that to you. Phil, what time do we think the actual speaking portion of the day is going to be starting?
Well, we know that. It's 11. It starts at 11.
Okay.
We'll start at 11 sharp. So be there at 11. We're telling people if you're lobbying inside about 10:45, wrap it up and head out to the Capitol
Okay.
step in that area.
Okay. And in terms of lobbying day itself, because I've gotten the question from some folks, hey, I think I'd like to go lobby, but who am I lobbying? Am I going to look for my own delegate and senator, or am I going to be talking to somebody else?
All right. If you go, well, initially we're putting people into teams. Initially,
okay.
We've got some certain teams set up, and those that come after the official teams have gone in will be put in ad hoc teams and sent in.
Okay.
The official teams will be given rooms to go to and documents to hand out to each of the delegates, the senators.
Okay.
The ad hoc teams will go in, and they'll basically go to their own delegates and senators. They'll just say, okay, who's your delegate? Say, okay, the whole team will go there. Then who's yours? And
right.
The whole team will go to the other persons. The big teams, the official teams, won't be doing that. But you may go to your senator or delegate, but it would be kind of an accident
okay.
if you happen to be one of those assigned. But then when we're done, after the rally, we're encouraging people to go back in. If you didn't see your senator or delegate, go back in the building and go see them.
Okay. Okay. Now, the other thing I want people to take advantage of, I did this the other day. When you go to vcdl.org, you've got a link there, and when you put in your address, it will automatically generate emails to your particular delegate and senator. Great, great
yeah,
feature.
Jeff, I got something else very important, too. I'm so glad you said that. We just learned that Monday at 8 a.m., the Judiciary Committee of the Senate is going to be hearing a whole bunch of really, really bad gun bills. So
I
haven't even got the alert out yet. I'm trying to get it out the door. It'll go out it should probably in about 20 minutes telling
okay.
everybody we need as many people to show up Monday and go in that building and go to Senate Room A, I think it is. That's right on the ground floor. After you go through the metal detectors, you go straight through some glass doors and then make a right.
Okay.
And you're going to be down there with the Senate Room A building. And we want to flood that room. We want so many people in that building, they don't know what to do. Because this is the rubber hitting the road.
Yeah.
This is the committee going to vote on this, a lot of this stuff. And we also will have, in the alert, we'll have a link so that we can have everybody email everybody on that committee. The Democrats are going to get thousands, tens of thousands of emails over
Good.
The weekend. But we've got to get this done because they're meeting Monday at 8. They did this on purpose. They put this stuff out late Friday. We just learned about it so that we couldn't have time to. Look, I could tell you about Dirty Pool. I'm learning stuff left and right about all the dirty stuff the Democrats are doing down there to hide things and get things done when nobody can be around. There's last-minute change to the rules on carrying the building.
Right.
It's just all part of their modus operandi, but we can't let them win on this.
Absolutely. Now, again, the sort of the one-stop shop for this, vcdl.org, is the great online presence. I want people to go there. Phil, I'm going to let you go because you got to get that alert out. I want people to be there. We will absolutely check in again next week. Let's do this every couple of days as we get closer and closer to January the 20th, VCDL Lobby Day at the Capitol, all right?
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. That is Phil Van Cleve. He's the president of Virginia Citizens Defense League. So you just heard what the Democrats are pulling. Make no mistake, this is by design. This is by design. The Senate Judiciary Committee, apparently, first thing on Monday, will be voting on a whole bunch of these anti-gun law. Well, they're not anti-gun. They're anti-gun owner. They're anti-constitutional measures, and they'll be doing it on Monday. So if you're able to, and I guess you really need to be able to, you need to shake some time loose to get down to the Capitol, to the Senate Hearing Room A. Senate Hearing Room A on the first floor right after the metal detectors. Go in and let them know that you are none too happy with the gun grab they're doing. I heard, Brian Moran this morning dropped over to the Hotel Commonwealth. Well, my buddy John Reed was broadcasting this morning. It was one of those Reed on the Road things he does on Friday. And Moran came in. And listen, Brian Moran is a very personable sort of a guy. No taking that away from him. And he comes from a long Massachusetts political family. experience. You know, he knows how this is played. He's very good at glad handing and kissing babies and slapping hands or slapping babies and kissing, whatever it is that he does. He's good at that. But I heard him this morning demonstrate another one of his abilities, which really disturbed me a little bit. And that is the ability to simply spew out the carefully crafted narrative, regardless of its veracity or connection to the actual truth. So as an example, John Reed this morning saying, yeah, you know, a lot of our folks are very concerned, WRVA listeners, very concerned about having people take their guns away. And Brian Rand, oh, John, nobody's taking guns away. We're not doing that. Nobody. Oh, come on. Everybody's going to be fine. That's not the case at all. This is a gun grab. And this is an anti-gun owner measure, and it's an anti-constitutional rights measure. And you and I have an obligation to remind these people, Moran, Northam, Herring, Eileen Fillercorn, all of them. Listen, we understand that elections have consequences. Got it. That's okay. But there are certain provisions in the constitutions of the United States and the Commonwealth of Virginia that trump any of your insane ideas. And the biggest part of it, as far as I'm concerned, is for the Bill of Rights. These are not rights that are bestowed upon me by you, by the government, by anybody elected somewhere. These are rights bestowed by God, and you are not about to take them away. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Oh, oh,
oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.